This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
I say a warm welcome, joined this morning by Dr. Wendy Christen, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Wendy, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Brad. I hope you're doing well.
I am. I have my bottle of water here. I'm staying hydrated. I'm making sure that by the time I leave the station that this bottle is empty. So I think I'm on the right track. What I do after this, that's what I really got to work on.
Yeah, well, good for you. At least you've got a good start.
Exactly right. So we've been chatting around the danger of energy drinks over the last few weeks, and then we spoke about the importance of good sleep. And this felt, Wendy, felt like definitely the next step for us, because the reason why we might be abusing or taking in far too many of those energy drinks is because we lack energy and we're not possibly well hydrated enough. So this seems like the obvious next step for us, Wendy.
Yeah, and also if you are consuming a lot of those, you could be poorly hydrated.
Wow.
So, you know, you've got to think of both sides of the story. So being well hydrated is very important for our well-being, and we do have to consider that, because it certainly has it plays a big role in our bodies and in our well-being.
Yeah, we've got to drink water because we have 70, 75, 80, I don't know, percent water. But that feels like that's really not twisting people's arms enough, because you feel like, okay, I'm mostly water, I've got to drink water. But our bodies are full of intricate systems and cells and goodness, so much happens inside of our bodies, Wendy, that requires not only hydration, but good hydration. So we can't live off Jannie Verjaar cool drunk, right?
No, we absolutely can't. And I think that's where the confusion comes in, is many people think, but it's liquid, so therefore it must be water.
Mm-hmm.
And not all liquid is hydrating, and we have to think about that. So if we're drinking liquids that are dehydrating our bodies, we have to make sure that we are compensating with hydrating fluids as well.
Can you just emphasize for us the reason for being well hydrated is so much more than just so that you're not thirsty?
Exactly. So hydration or water is very important for every cell and body system. As you said, most of our body is made up of water, and we'll speak a little bit later. Blood contains over 90% of water. So if we don't have water, that, you know, you can just imagine everything shrinking up and not being able to function properly.
Mm.
It's also important to boost our brain function. It helps for our physical performance. It aids in digestion and detoxification. So we have lots of cellular processes that happen. And if we don't have fluid for that, those don't happen efficiently either. It keeps our skin nice and healthy, helps to regulate our blood pressure and our cardiovascular function. And it's also very important to help prevent kidney stones and urinary tract infections.
Mm. I want to touch, if we can, start with that cell function. I mean, our bodies are full of cells, trillions, if I'm not mistaken, we've touched on in the past. I mean, those require good hydration to function well.
Yes. So if you think about how our cells work, we need nutrients to be transported into the cells. We need waste to be removed from those cells. And we need to keep a good balance of fluid. There needs to be a good fluid ratio there.
Mm.
So if we don't have enough water, then those cellular functions can't happen effectively. So, you know, the nutrients don't make it to the cells. The waste gets trapped in the cells. And then that, you know, disrupts all sorts of other systems in our body.
Mm.
So if we're having sufficient fluids, it helps to maintain the balance of our body fluids, obviously. It supports our digestive processes. We need water into the gut to be able to eliminate effectively. And if we don't have that, we can't absorb well. It affects our circulation. And also our temperature regulation is affected by our water balance.
We've touched on caffeine a few weeks ago, and our listeners can go and check out that podcast around energy drinks. But you spoke about it also at the beginning of this conversation. If we're not consuming correct amounts of good, clean water, then we are potentially going to be dehydrated. What are some of the concerns around the possibility of even being dehydrated or even mildly dehydrated?
So mildly dehydrated or severe, obviously. Severe is more of a problem. But mild dehydration, you don't even necessarily recognize that you're dehydrated. But it can impair our concentration. It can affect our alertness. It can affect our short-term memory and mood. So, yeah, we can lack mental clarity, and we can feel fatigued as well.
How does dehydration affect our bodies, like our muscles and the ability to exercise or function even? One doesn't only need your body for when you're exercising.
Exactly. So if we're dehydrated, our muscle strength is affected. It can also influence your endurance and coordination. Some people will have more higher risk of cramps. Heat stroke is also something that you could be exposed to, especially if you are dehydrated and it's hot outside. Exhaustion. And obviously regulating the body temperature that we spoke about as well. So we need to be able to keep a sort of a stable body temperature so that our bodies don't go into shock. And dehydration in any form could potentially cause some levels of shock in the body.
Dr. Wendy, what role does water play in our digestive system?
Well, it helps to produce saliva. It helps to make sure that the digestive enzyme production is taken care of. It's also supportive of the gastric juices, and it keeps the digestive tract moving. So it helps to prevent things like constipation, and then the liver and the kidneys that are involved in detoxifying the body are also supported as part of that digestive process.
You mentioned earlier that good hydration keeps our skin healthy. Tell me I can drink water and I can plump up this area here next to my eyes where all the lines are forming.
Well, you might need a little something in there.
Uh-huh.
But definitely if you are drinking enough water, your face and your skin is going to look a whole lot better. The texture is going to look a whole lot better because it will be plumped up with fluid. We obviously can't do an awful lot about the aging process, but we can make sure that we can still look our best at, depending on what age we are, we can still make sure that our skin is well hydrated, and that will reduce the appearance of those fine lines, and it'll give us a clearer complexion. So, if you see somebody that looks really bright in their face, they normally are quite well hydrated.
Interesting. So when we started, we were running through some of the list of why good hydration is so important for our well-being. We touched on blood pressure and cardiovascular function. Can our amount of hydration or our level of hydration affect our blood pressures?
It absolutely can. So the water volume in our bodies is very, very important to maintain healthy blood pressure. As I said earlier, blood contains over 90% water. So if we don't have enough fluid in our bodies, then that can lead to a drop in the blood volume. So you don't have enough blood flowing around, which makes our hearts work harder. And then that could cause either low or high blood pressure. It can cause us to faint. It can cause dizziness. So there's several symptoms that can be associated with that if we're looking at our blood and the quality of our blood.
I've heard people say, I don't like drinking lots of water because then I have to keep going to the bathroom. But that's probably a good thing, right? Cleaning us out.
It is a good thing. If we are drinking water regularly, you should be going to the bathroom fairly regularly because it's flushing the kidneys. It's making sure that your bladder is flushing as well and that there's no buildup of bacteria in the bladder. it prevents the formation of kidney stones as well. If our kidneys are stagnant, if our bladders are stagnant, then everything else is it becomes a breeding ground for bacteria and for calcium deposits and other sort of things in the system that we don't want there.
So the calcium deposits are what cause the kidney stones, right?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, you don't want one of those. My brother-in-law had that, and I had a conversation with him, and he said it was one of the most painful things he's ever experienced in his life. So if drinking water means I might never have to say those words, I have kidney stones, then I think that's a very good reason to drink lots of water. Sorry, Wendy, do continue.
Look, I think kidney stones are also, there's other factors there, but if we're not drinking enough water, that's certainly going to exacerbate the experience of them.
I'm drinking water while we're talking. Yeah, that's how serious I'm taking this situation. let's finish with this, Wendy, as we're almost out of time, but this seems like a good place to end it. How much water should we drink?
So we want to aim for about 6 to 8 glasses a day. So that's around 1.5 to 2 liters. And we're talking here clean water, preferably filtered, preferably not tap water, preferably not with anything else in it. And a good indicator that we have enough, that we are well hydrated, is that our urine is clear or light in color. The darker your urine is, that generally that's an indication that you're not getting enough water in your daily consumption.
So there you've heard it. That's the voice of Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Just wanted to just touch on that again. There's a question here on the WhatsApp line that says, but what about water in your tea? Doesn't that count? So I guess we need to go back to where we started this morning and saying it's really about good, clean, pure water. The other is all just extra.
Exactly. And we'll discuss that a little bit more next week.
Okay.
But tea, if it's caffeinated tea, if it has sugar in, if it has milk in, it doesn't count. If it is non-caffeinated tea, so like a herbal tea, and it doesn't have milk or sugar in it, then that does count as water.
Oh, well, there you go. And you can check out this podcast, share it with someone else today. We'll tackle part two in 7 days from now. And a massive thanks to Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Always love hanging out with you, Wendy. We learn so much. So here's to a great Thursday. Stay warm and dry.
Thanks, Brad. You too.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.